Thank you for forgiving. Today, we are taking the chapter 6, canto 11, verse 50 of Bhagavatam. The Yadu dynasty retires to Prabhas. So please repeat with love and devotion, louder. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Cheva Narottamam Devim Sarsatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udiriyet Nashta Prayeshu Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhakti Neshtaki. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Narayan, unto Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadev, the author, unto Srila Prabhupada, our loving spiritual master. So please repeat. Shri Shuko Vacha. Shukadev Goswami said, Evam, in this way, Vigyapita, requested, Rajan, O King, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Devaki Suta, the son of Devaki, Ekantinam, in private, Priyam, dear, Bhratyam, to the servant, Uddhavam, Uddhava, Samabhasata, he spoke at length. Shri Shuko Vacha, Evam Vigyapito Rajan, Bhagavan Devaki Suta, Ekantinam Priyam Bhratyam, Udvam Samabhasita, Shri Shuko Vacha, Evam Vigyapito Rajan, Bhagavan Devaki Suta, Ekantinam Priyam Bhratyam, Uddhavam Samabhasata. Matas, ladies. Translation, now everybody, please repeat. Shukadev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, thus addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the son of Devaki, began to reply confidentially to his dear unallied servant, Uddhava. Purport. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, the conditioned living entities, by their movements, laughter, activities, and words, simply bind themselves more and more in material existence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvase Shunyavadi Paschata Desatale. Dear devotees, brothers and mothers, Haribol Maharaj, please come here. No, please. Then I will come down. Bring Maharaj here. Somebody should help me to bring Maharaj here. See, this Vyasasana is, you know, humble request. So, devotees, generally it is seen that we are on the mental plane by laughing, by doing different activities, as it is mentioned here by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, we bind ourselves more and more in material existence. The purpose of life is not to bind ourselves. Purpose of life to unbind from this material world and material perplexities. Because we are not from here. I am not this body. I am soul, and I am part and parcel of Super Soul Sri Krishna. What I said is very easy to say, but very difficult to put in practice. What is the problem all over the world? People are identifying themselves with this miserable material body, which they are not. And they are fighting, you know, on the bodily platform. So, what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada has mentioned is very, very important. Sometimes we console our mind. Oh, a person thinks I am happy, you know. Sometimes people have a habit of laughing. It is mentioned that one who laughs too much, it means he is in anxiety, he is in great difficulty. I think it's mentioned by our previous president of the country, what was his name? Abdul Kalam has mentioned this. So, but we have to become serious. I will tell you one happening. My god brother, Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Das, not Prabhupada. He is very sincere devotee. Prabhupada told him to stay in Vrindavan. He stayed in Vrindavan. Now he is helping our new temple in Mayapur, but he is there. So we are friends whenever I meet him. So he laughs and giggles and joke and all the time he, like, you know, all the time smiling. So one day I met him in Vrindavan. He said, Prabhupada came in my dream. See, if we are serious and sincere, Prabhupada will help you. No doubt in this. But if I'm not sincere, if I'm not serious, then he won't like to help me because I won't take his help because I'm lost in this material world. I'm not serious. So Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada is, Bhaktisiddhanta Das is very serious devotee. He's obeying his Gurudev and he's staying in Vrindavan. He makes the deities and, you know, very nice. So Prabhupada came in the dream. He said, be serious, 3 times he said. So, he said, I'm trying to be serious. See, Prabhupada, he is in the spiritual world. He is in the Gaulok Vrindavan. As I mentioned, there, in speaking about Prabhupada's pastime, Srila Prabhupada used to say, my Gurudev was a Vaikuntha man. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. But I say, my Gurudev was a Gaulok man. So, Srila Prabhupada, devotees, before I met Srila Prabhupada, I met quite a good number of saints in India. That was my hobby from young age. But I was disgusted. I was not happy meeting so many different saints. My mother was very fond of saintly persons. She was very religiously inclined. She will call the saints home, serve them, prasadam, give some dakshina, and worship them. So this way, we used to associate with the different saints. But I was not happy. I will tell you a little quality of my Gurudev. Little by is an ocean of qualities, but I understood, I am telling you. So, by His grace, He's my Gurudev life after life, birth after birth. So I ran away from my home, came to Vrindavan, you can say about 1962, when this body was only between 17 and 18, I don't remember exact. And now I'm 72, old man, close to death, going to leave the world soon. So I came to Vrindavan, ran away with this saint. When I came, what I saw, what he was doing there? He has a big ashram. That ashram is still there. Ashram name is Sukhda Bhakti Ashram. And when you are staying, you know, then you know the truth. What I found, there was one elderly saint staying there. I found that this Guruji, this so-called saint, he is in the room with one woman. I asked one old saint, what is this? Why is he doing this? What is he doing inside? Then he said, he named that Mataji, and he thinks it's okay what he's doing. But it was not okay. It was nonsense. So, Prabhupada, you know what Prabhupada said? Why the whole world is attracted towards me? Because I'm free from sex desire. Anybody has come across this Prabhupada saying? Yes? Nobody? Yes, one devotee say. So Prabhupada said this. As long as I am after material enjoyment, you know what our Lord Gauranga gave us. Prabhupada repeated this. Because he is a Gaur Parshad. He brought the Gaur Nitai to the whole world. He said, Gaur Hari, Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadish kame mam janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahitukitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth. Nor do I desire beautiful woman. Nor do I want any number of followers. Nor do I want to become a big poet or orator. Then what do you want? I only want your devotional service. Which kind of devotional service? Causeless, no cause. This is the gift of Srila Prabhupada, dear devotees, to the whole world. And only if we take this gift of Srila Prabhupada to our heart and try to follow this, try to become a devotee, then only my life can become successful. Otherwise, life is greatest failure. The reference is given by our God brother here, a Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj. People are like in this material world. They think, oh, we are very happy. But how long? How long they will be happy? By laughing or joking or doing other things. Maximum 100 years. Nobody can be here for more than 100 years. So they are so much lost into the material perplexities, they cannot think properly. Devotees, brothers and mothers, to think properly, we have to become devotee. And which kind of devotee? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundaram. I don't want anything. Then only I can have Krishna prem. Then only I can have the purification of my heart, not otherwise. If I want anything else, like in one song, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada, you know, the Vaishnava, they don't accuse anybody. Our grand spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, is a lion guru. He is in one song, Dushtaman tumi kisere Vaishnav. Dushtaman, the rascal mind, you are which kind of Vaishnav you are. He is not saying to another, he is saying to himself, but this is what you call applicable to us, to me. Pratishtare tare nirjanere ghare hari naam keval kaitam. For false prestige, la pratishta, you are sitting in a solitary place and chanting the holy name. You know, this is very difficult to give up these things. I like to pose, I am a great devotee. I may be a nonsense number one, but I will pose myself. That is a foolishness on my part. Prabhupada is a great devotee, greatest devotee. But what I have seen in him, so humble, so much humility, it breaks my heart, you know. Very, very humble, very, very humble. I will tell you one humility of Srila Prabhupada, which I witnessed with my own eyes. I am not qualified to be his servant, but out of his godless mercy, he gave me twice to be his personal servant. It was 75. There were some difficulties in Africa, and he came to know difficulties. My, you know, what you call lack of tolerance or lack of whatever you can say, I was put into difficulty. So Prabhupada said, you can come and join me as my servant. So I went, be with him. So you learn so much in the association of such a great Vaishnavas. It was about 10 o'clock, and one of our God brothers, then his name was Paramahamsa Maharaj. Paramahamsa, I think, if I'm not making a mistake, his face is very familiar to me. I think Paramahamsa Maharaj. He was secretary, and he called me, said, check with Prabhupada if he liked to see guest, when guest was there. It was 10 o'clock in the morning. Prabhupada was in his room, sitting on his desk. I inquired from Srila Prabhupada. He said, yes, I can see. So this man came in. He was a Mayavadi saint. Came and started questioning Srila Prabhupada. I felt, I can be wrong, or I can make mistake. Now he's questioning to such a saint, such a Mahatma of high, you know what you call it, high stature. One has to be very careful talking to great souls like Srila Prabhupada. He was asking a question. And Prabhupada, you know this, Prabhupada was little short temper. But in whichever way he was, that was transcendental and perfect. So Prabhupada didn't get angry at him. Keep on answering his questions. After asking different questions to Srila Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, I read one of your Bhagavatam. And after reading, I was so much impressed, I decided to see you. And actually this saint, Mayavadi saint. He was coming from a very rich family of India, Modi family. There's one Modi family in Ghaziabad. They are Modi Nagar. They have factories and so many things. So he was from that family and he has become, he was a qualified doctor, but he has renounced. And now this Vaishnavism, this Krishna consciousness need to be spread so that people become Vaishnava saint, not the Mayavadi saints. Mayavadi, like our Lord Gauranga said, Mayavadi Krishnere Aparadi. They are offensive at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So he said, Swamiji, I read one of your Bhagavatam and I was very impressed, very much impressed. And I decided to see you. Now I came to see you and you kindly gave me the audience and I asked you a question in not a very good way, but you satisfied me. When I saw you, I was thinking you're the same person who has translated Bhagavatam so beautiful purport is given. I was doubtful. But by questioning you, I am not satisfied. So Swamiji, I want all the 12 cantos, whatever price is there, I'm ready to pay. He asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I haven't finished all the Bhagavatam yet. I think that time Prabhupada was on the 6th canto or somewhere there, translating. When he said, I haven't finished the Bhagavatam, I am in the 6th canto. So this Mayavadi saint became very morose, you know, unhappy. He looked at Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, I have one request to you. Prabhupada started this movement at the age of 70, you know. I have one request to you. Prabhupada said, what is that? Before you leave this planet, go back to the spiritual world. Please finish all the Bhagavatam, 12 canto. He said this, requested Prabhupada with folded hands. You know what was Prabhupada's reply? I'm talking about humility. Prabhupada said, all right, you give me the blessing so that I can finish Anklabhat. This is pure devotee. Pure devotees are free from false ego and false prestige. We are not, I am not, because I haven't made any advancement on the path of devotion. So, me, you, he, she, we all need to make advancement on this path of devotion before it gets too late. Already it is late, as it is mentioned by Prahlad Maharaj in the Bhagavatam. Kaumar acharte pragyo dharmana bhagavatani durlabha manush janam tad api dhruvam arthadam. Once you take to this spiritual life from the age of 5, Kaumar means 5 years, not later than 5. Why? Though this body is temporary, like other bodies, there are 8,400,000 different species of life. This is also temporary. All these bodies are temporary. But this body is useful. Through this body, this human body, doesn't matter man's body or woman's body, white body, black body, brown body, Hindu body, Muslim body, Christian body, or no body. Our only business is to prepare royal road back home, back to Godhead. And by the mercy of Prabhupada, this opportunity is given to the whole world, to everybody. This is the mercy of Krishna. We are thankful to Radha Gopinath Bhagavan. He sent his pure devotee, you know. And pure devotee took so much trouble. Sometimes when I think of Prabhupada's trouble, you know, I can't contain myself. Tears come in the eyes. He has worked so hard. He has tried so hard. And I have seen in a little obsession with him, always thinking of others. He's not thinking of his comfort. No, he's thinking of others. How this movement can be spread, you know. Difficulties were there in Africa. One of our God brothers, Prabhupada knew even without hearing, he was in a Trikalaki, he knew past, present and future. So this devotee, I had a quarrel with him because he went to and stayed in the hotel. Sannyasi has no business staying in the hotel, and hotels in Africa mean full of sense gratification, nonsense. And what he will eat in the hotel? Meat, all kind of junk food. So he stayed, and long story I'm cutting short, I question him. I said, Maharaj, where you stayed? This is not good. He said, who said? I said, one life member. He has the proof. He gave me the proof. And he came to the temple. Then he disappeared for, I think, one week or 10 days. Disappeared. After 10 days, he came back. He stayed in the hotel. So he said, life member means books, magazine, life membership card, and nothing else. Means life member can't say anything else. I said, Maharaj, I don't agree with you. And I can't take to these kind of things, you know. This complaint was made by life member who is our greatest supporter and helper, he helps the temple. So then I said, I can't stay here. Devotees are calling me from England. I like to go to England. Then he caught hold of me from here, started beating me up. I said, Maharaj, I can beat you back, but I won't. You know why? That time I was brahmachari. Because you are sannyasi of my Gurudev Prabhupada, I have a great respect in my heart for Prabhupada. But mind one thing, Krishna won't tolerate this, what you are doing to me, for no reason. The what you know about Krishna. So Prabhupada came to know about this, I think, lack of tolerance on my part, I was new in the moment. So he wrote to Prabhupada, and all the devotees joined with him, understand. And see, this thing, this action of Prabhupada stole my heart. And somebody on my behalf also wrote. I didn't write Prabhupada. The Prabhupada, what he did with him, he physically assaulted him. So Prabhupada wrote him back, why you did this? Why you physically assaulted him? You apologize him. That original letter I have, he threw away when Prabhupada... When he wrote to Prabhupada, Prabhupada replied him back, and he was very upset. So why you did like this? You apologize. So he threw all the letters of Prabhupada in the garbage. I picked up all those letters. Thank Krishna that he didn't tear off those letters. He made the balls and threw in the dustbin. I took all and made. Then I gave out 35 letters which Prabhupada has written to him to archive. And in letters in which my names were there, I kept with me. The original letters are there with me. So Srila Prabhupada was, you know, total justice, no injustice. This is the quality of a pure devotee. And Prabhupada, to help me not to go to the, what you call, Maya or to the hellish condition, he allowed me to be with him. He knew the difficulty was genuine, and he allowed, and I was there. Then I witnessed this happening, which I just told you, that Prabhupada is seeking blessing from a person who doesn't know even how to talk. If you are materially qualified, that doesn't mean you can talk properly with the pure devotees. No. Only if you are a devotee, then you will develop some etiquettes, develop some good habits, then you can talk with the pure devotees. So Srila Prabhupada, emblem of humility, emblem of all the wonderful qualities. All of you agree or don't agree? Yes or no? Yes. Those who don't agree, please raise your hand. Everybody. Oh, he raised his hand. You don't agree? But you raise your hand. I said those who don't agree. So, Srila Prabhupada, we need his mercy. For generation to come, we need his mercy. And we should not think the Prabhupada is no more with us. He is in the deity form. There is one aarti in Gujarati language. I like this aarti very much. The writer of this aarti is a Pritam. His name is Pritam. He is saying, Kahe Pritam tame odkho indane hari na jan hari jeva. He is saying, try to understand the devotees. Devotees of Krishna. Like Krishna. Every morning we sing, Sakshad Hari, Tvena Samasta Shastre, Ruktas Tatha Bhava Yat Eva Sadvi, किंतु प्रभोर या प्रिया एव तस्य वंदे गुरु श्री चरणारविंद. प्योर डिवोटीज लाइक शिला प्रभुपाद, दे आर लाइक कृष्ण एवरी डे. शिला विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इज सेइंग साक्षात हरि. सो प्रभुपाद, वी नीड हिज ब्लेसिंग्स फॉर जनरेशन टू कम, एंड ओनली बाय हिज ब्लेसिंग वी कैन गेट बेटर. अदरवाइज यू नो इट्स वेरी वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गेट बेटर. माया इज सो पावरफुल. And my surrender, I'm talking about myself. Like in one lecture, Prabhupada is saying, Krishna is saying, Divihi esha gunamayi mama maya durateya. It's very difficult to overcome my maya. But then, how I will overcome? Krishna is also saying, Mamevaye prapadante mayam etantaranti te. Those who come to my shelter, they can overcome my maya. So how to come to the shelter of Krishna? Only by the mercy of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Without the mercy of devotees, we cannot do anything. That's why Lord Gauranga, what he said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaye. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Kaye. Even little association with the pure devotees like Prabhupada, you will attain the perfection. What is the perfection? Perfection is not that you become very rich man, or you become, Ford or Rockefeller, what are the name, so very rich man. No. You become devotee. If you become devotee, you are the greatest. If you are not devotee, you are something else, you are the smallest. Krishna bhakti bina, जीवन तो मीचे है. वन वैष्णव सिंगिंग, दयाल निताई चैतन्य वाले नाचे रे अमारा मन, नाचे रे अमारा मन. प्रभुपाद देवस दयाल निताई चैतन्य, दे आर द लॉर्ड फॉर दिस एज ऑफ कली, फॉर वी पीपल. माय माइंड यू डांस बिकॉज यू गॉट अ दयाल निताई चैतन्य. एमन दयाल तो नहीं है, एमन दयाल मार खाए प्रेम दए. दे आर रेडी टू बी बिटन एंड स्टिल दे आर गिविंग द लव ऑफ कृष्णा. गौर निता है. एंड प्रभुपाद वाज आल्सो लाइक दिस, यू नो. आई वाज हिज पर्सनल सर्वेंट. आई डोंट फील थिंक दैट आई वाज अ गुड सर्वेंट ऑफ श्रीला प्रभुपाद. देर वॉज समथिंग रॉन्ग विद माई हैंड, यू नो, एंड सम द फ्लैश वॉज ड्राइड. I was massaging Prabhupada. It happened in Bombay, and there was a big scar line. I said, Prabhupada, what happened? I didn't think that it's due to me. Prabhupada kept quiet. He didn't say anything. You know, he was so humble, so tolerant, so transcendental. So, we were, you know, offensive at his lotus feet. Still, he was giving us devotion and bhakti. This I felt from in his little association. So this is the need of time. Not that, as it is mentioned by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, conditional living entities by their movements. You know, in India, ladies, they were well taught, you know, dressed, they won't show the different parts of their body to another man. Now, our leaders, they brought the westernization in India also. Last PM of the country, liberalization, globalization, TV came, all the foolish things came, and now our mothers and sisters, they are not properly dressed. Movements, their movements are not good. You know, by nature's arrangement, a woman is attracted to a man. And man is attracted to a woman. More attraction is there on the part of a man towards a woman. So, woman is already attractive for a man. If she dress, if her movements are not proper, then she becomes more attractive. And one who is attracted to that woman, his consciousness is polluted. What is the gift of Srila Prabhupada? The gift of Srila Prabhupada is Krishna consciousness. Devotees, brothers and mothers, only Krishna consciousness can save me from from going to hell. If I am able to remember Krishna at the time of death, then only I can be saved. Otherwise, very, very difficult. And it's not so easy to remember Krishna. I will tell you one happening in Kenya, Nairobi. Prabhupada was speaking, I think same topic was going on, about departing from this world. And in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord is saying, Yam yam bapi smaran bhavam. Yeah, before this. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati sa madbhavam yati nasat yatra sanshaya. If at the time of death, at the end of one's life, if one can think of Krishna, Krishna is saying he will attain to my nature, he will come to me. There's no doubt in this. So this topic was going on, so one Mr. Patel in the audience, he raised his hand, he said, Swamiji, it's very good. He said, what's that? During your lifetime, you enjoy, eat, drink, and be merry. And dham dhum nan dhadaka. And at the end of your life, you think of Krishna. So see, people are so much into sense gratification. Prabhupada said, during your lifetime, if you are into sense enjoyment, then at the end of your life, only sense enjoyment will come in front of you. Not, you won't be able to think of Krishna. It's not so easy to think of Krishna. Unless, until we are used to this, unless and until I am free from all material desires. As our great Acharya Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada said, Anna Vilashita Shunnam Gyan Karmadi Anavratam Anukullena Krishnanu Shilnam Bhaktir Uttama. Material desire must be zero. No more material desire. Shunnam. Gyan Karma. No need of philosophical speculation. And no need of the fruitive workers. No. Gyan karmadi anavratam anukullena krishnanu. But if Krishna likes, we do that. Just like example, Krishna wanted Arjuna to fight. It was very difficult for Arjuna to fight with his own kinsmen, with his own family. But Krishna is explaining why you have to fight with these people. They are not right. They are wrong. In one point, Prabhupada is referring 11th chapter, verse 49, purport. He said, my Lord, how I can kill my grandfather Bhishma and my guru Dronacharya? They are my worshipable. So Krishna didn't say, oh Arjun, you are right, I am wrong. Krishna said, Arjun, when your wife was being disrobed, in the assembly of gurus, they were sitting there. They didn't say anything. Negligence of duty. Negligence of duty should not be there. Prabhupada performed his duty. And why his mercy? We should also perform our duty. We should be very, very serious in cultivating Krishna consciousness and helping others. I will tell you one happening. I was reading the life of Srila Loknath Goswami Maharaj. Loknath Goswami Maharaj was from a very rich family and he left his home and came and joined Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Gauranga said, my dear Loknath, I want you to go and go to Vrindavan and discover the, you know, what you call hidden pastime leelas of Krishna there. So Srila Loknath Maharaj said, my Lord, I came to have your sweet association, but you are sending me away, my Lord. So then, what Lord Chaitanya said? Lord Gauranga said, Loknath, generally devotees try to perform a sadhana bhakti to attain perfection in their life. But who is the greatest devotee? The Lord Gauranga's wording. Greatest devotee is the one, he is performing his sadhana also, then helping others to perform the sadhana. He is the greatest devotee. So, Lord telling to Loknath that you help to find out Krishna's hidden pastimes, then you are helping others, you are preaching others. So Srila Loknath Maharaj, tears in his eyes, he left the beautiful association of Lord Gauranga. Lord Gauranga, you know, sent his six Goswamis, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Jago Sri Jeeva Gopalako, Srila Rupa Srila Sanatana Srila Raghunath Bhatt, Srila Raghunath Das, Srila Jeeva Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And they were all his personal associates. He trained them and sent them to discover the hidden pastimes, the places of Krishna and Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is the gift of Lord Gauranga to the whole world. And it was hidden. Lord Gauranga appeared and he knew because Jai Gaur, Sei Krishna, Sei Jagannath. One who is Gaur, he is Krishna and he is Jagannath. No difference. So, we have to become preacher. We have to become serious in our spiritual life so that we can become instrument to help others. Activities and words simply bind themselves more and more in material existence. But if they engage in hearing and chanting about the pastimes of the personality of Godhead. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atam Navedanam Navda Bhakti. If they engage, the conditioned souls will achieve liberation from the bondage of repeated birth and death. You know, this is great bondage, repeated birth and death. We don't understand. We are attached to our griha, we are attached to our wife, our sweet home, our children. But we don't know the result of this because I am lost in the material perplexities. I am lost in the sense gratification. I don't know what is right and what is wrong. I don't know what to do and what not to do. Like the example is given, you know, of hippies in the West. Prabhupada went to the US when this hippie movement was very prevalent. And who were these hippies? They were coming from the big families, rich families, not poor families. But there was one, my god brother initiated. And once talk was going on, he was with me in Africa. He said, I was hippie. I said, why you became hippie? He said, the reason I became hippie, the way my mother used to dress, you know. It's too much cosmetic and I hate that, you know. This was the reason he left his home and became hippie, long hair and hippie means. So they didn't like their life, but the life which they adopted, that was also not good. They didn't know what to do, what not to do. Hippie life, you think is a good life? Was it a good life? Hippie means filthy, dirty, stinking, smell, bad smell comes. Once more, I was in Montreal, long back. Rath Yatra program was there, about 10, 15 hippies were sitting, boys and girls. I stood and looked at them, you know. Smell was coming, oh my God, filthy. They don't bathe, eat like animal, sleep like animal, behave like animal. You think this was a life? This is worse than life which they were leading. So, they didn't know what to do and what not to do. Krishna sent his pure devotee to teach them what is right for them and what is wrong for them. The process of supreme liberation will now be elaborately described by Lord Sri Krishna to his dearmost devotee, Sri Uddhava. So, Uddhava was the greatest devotee and friend of Krishna. Lord disclosed this with Uddhava. Then I know, winding up my pastime here. Actually, Krishna is there and here also. But he wanted to find out 5,000 years back. Now he wanted to return to his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan. He disclosed this to Uddhavji. And very beautiful purport is given. This chapter is ending here. Then other chapter is starting. By our god brother, very nicely, he has referred to Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. So, a sense of this verse is, and the purpose, one thing here, in the verse it is mentioned, Sukadeva Goswami said, O King Parikshit, thus address the Supreme Personality of God and Krishna, the son of Devaki. It's mentioned by Sukadeva Maharaj, Krishna is son of Devaki. Krishna has no father and mother. But he makes his devotee his father and mother. Mother Devaki, Prishni and Sotapa, Vasudeva and Devaki, they performed great austerity in their previous life. One thing we should remember, this is disclosed by Lord Gauranga. If you call Krishna Devaki Nandan, he will like very much. If you call him Vasudev, then he will like very much. If you call him Yashoda Nandan, he will like this. Who is disclosing this? Krishna in the role of his own devotee, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So, Devaki, son of Devaki, began to reply confidently to his dear unallied servant Uddhava. So, Uddhava was very dear to Krishna because he was pure devotee of Krishna. Arjuna was pure devotee of Krishna. We have to pray all these pure devotees so that one day we, you, he, she can also become pure devotee. Yes? We should all head towards purity. I think time is stopping me from going further. You people are very punctual here. Sometimes speak long, you know, but long speaking. You may slowly get up and go, started going away, you know. Little entertainment in the end. There was one program was going on. So many people were sitting. Pandal was there. And one person was speaking. And, you know, as I was speaking, I saw Prabhupada also speak, close eyes, meditate, but he's speaking. I also try to meditate, but I'm speaking. So he was speaking, close eyes. And when he opened his eyes, what happened? He found only two persons there. All others were gone. So he was horrified. He said, what is this, you know? He said, look, true listeners are still here. False listeners, they're all gone. Two of them, you know what they said? One said, no, it's not like this. I said, one said, I was supposed to speak after you speak. And the other one, he said, I am the tent man. I have to bind up this tent. little, humor, you know. I will tell you, Srila Prabhupada has a great sense of humor. But I have little more than Prabhupada. Now I am reducing. Is Panch Pandav here? No. He is supposed to come. So, in last Pandal program, in Cross Maidan, I was Prabhupada's servant. I was sitting next to his Vyasasana. You can see the photo also. And a Maharashtrian government minister came. His name was Mr. Page. So Prabhupada was, you know, straightforward speaker. He spoke about the politician, their nonsense, you know, what they do. So when he spoke to Page, didn't like. Page got up and left. You know, what was the reaction of Srila Prabhupada? But Prabhupada said, Page bhage. Page bhage. I'm listening, you know. He's smiling and saying this, you know. So Srila Prabhupada, transcendental personality, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to his teachings and his beautiful everything, and all glories to the assembled devotees also. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening. And any question or any comments anybody has? Is there any time? You can decide if you have some time. You can ask the question. Are there any comments? No question. No? No comments. So please repeat. Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram,
Ram Ram,
Ram Ram,
Ram,
Ram. Hare, Hare
Hare,
Jai Sri Krishna,
Jai Sri Krishna,
Chaitanya,
Prabhu
Nityananda,
Shri
Advaita,
Gadadhar,
Shri Vasadi,
Shri Vasadi.
गौरभक्त
वृंदा
नमः
ओम
विष्णुपदाय कृष्णापृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारने निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारणे शिल प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की शिल श्रीनाथ भगवान की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबल डिवोटीज
हरे कृष्ण
ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग हरे कृष्ण
थैंक यू महाराज लेट अस थैंक हिज होलीनेस नवयोगेंद्र स्वामी महाराज फॉर हिज वंडरफुल एसोसिएशन एंड ब्रिलियंट कथा एंड नाइस गुरु पूजा बाय थ्री टाइम्स लाउडली चैंटिंग हरि बोल